For the Fua Shlema of all of Am Yisrael, and for everyone finding their Zivug and Shalom Bayis on this beautiful Tu B'Av day. Simen Chapei Seif Yud Gimel of the Shulchan Aruch, a very relevant halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nagu Olam Shelo Lachlot Tfilin Ad Achar Ketushat Uvalatzion. The custom of the world is that we do not remove our tefillin until after we have said the Uvalatzion Kedusha. The Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is what he's referring to. So we wait to take up our tefillin until after Uvalatzion, or after at least the middle of Uvalatzion. Rama writes, V'yesh mishikotev al atzad ha-kabbalah, shalo lachlot ad shamar b'hem shalosh kedushot v'arba kadishim. And some add that you should wait to take off your tefillin until after we're done with the three Kedushas and the four Kaddishim, i.e. after Uvalatzion, after all the Kaddishes are over at the end of Tefillah, even after the Kaddish which is recited by orphans, and that is the custom of those who are stringent in mitzvahs. So here we have the Rama citing the Kabbalah to say we should wait even longer. Now, just a few notes. It's unclear, according to the Mishnah Brura, what exactly the Rama means when he talks about the three Kedushot and the four Kaddishim. There are those who explain it to be a mistake in language, and there are those who say no. Basically, what it means is wait till the end of davening. After all of the Kaddishes are over with, you should then take off your tefillin. Wait till the very, very end. In fact, the Mishnah Brura criticizes those who take off their tefillin during Kaddish, because he said it's disrespectful to... you won't be able to have kavanah when you say Amen Yesh Meir Abba if you're taking off your tefillin. Perhaps one could argue that maybe only dafka during the Amen Yesh Meir Abba, make sure you have kavanah, and the rest of the time, if you can have kavanah, then you can take off your talis, but Mishnah Brura would seemingly prefer that you wait till after the Kaddishes. At the same time, the Mishnah Brura does bring a big leniency here, or stringency, it depends how you look at it. And he says that there are those who have the opposite custom, to take off your tefillin immediately after, I assume, Tachanun. Because Tachanun has to be connected to Shemona Esrei. Why? Because we are afraid that you're going to flatulate with your tefillin on, which is the Nevera. So take it off right away. It would seem that it probably depends on the person. If you're the type of person that has stomach issues, and so then you should take them off as soon as you can, so as to not come to problems. But if you're the type of guy that generally that's not an issue, then it's better to wait till the end to take off your tefillin. Either minhag seems to be beseder gamor. Shulchan Aruch continues. Uviyom sheyesh bo sefer Torah noagim shalo lachatzam ash yachzir sefer Torah yenecheu beyecha. So when we lain, you only take off your tefillin after we return the Sefer Torah to the Heichal. The Rama points out, "V'hainu b'makom shemachnisim Sefer Torah la'achar Uvalatzion Goel." That's talking about a place when they bring the Sefer Torah back after Uvalatzion, like the minhag of Sfaradim and Nusach Sfarad. But for Ashkenaz, in Nusach Ashkenaz, avol lefi minhag medinot elu shemachnisim et Torah miyad la'achar Kriya, according to the Ashkenazim, we bring back the Sefer Torah right after Kriya Sotayra. In the Chaltzan, Rak Kumo Shayamim. Then again, wait until the other days. By the way, the Mishnah Brura points out a few important things here. First of all, he notes that there are those who wait until the word Akin Kavalacha, based on, for Kabbalistic reasons, based on the Arizal at Aleinu. And in terms of the Sefer Torah thing, even according to those who take your tefillin off early, should not take off your tefillin until Rosh publicly in front of the Sefer Torah. That's considered disrespectful. However, some note that in Sephardi Sefer Torah, where it's covered, some poskim will allow one to take off your tefillin. Tefillin until Yad is less of a big deal because it's covered, or tefillin until Rosh if it's covered by Talis. But if tefillin until Rosh is uncovered, then it is a problem to take it off before the Torah. It's considered disrespectful. Finishing up, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "B'yom Rosh Chodesh chotzin otam kodem tefillat musaf." On Rosh Chodesh, we take off our tefillin before musaf. The Mishnah Brura notes, there's the main reason for this, is because we say the word keter, crown, in the Nisach Sfarad and Nisach Sfardi, And the crown, tefillin is considered a keter, Rosh Chodesh is considered a keter, so we don't need the keter when we're wearing the tefillin, when we're saying Masaf. However, if a person forgot and put the tefillin on during Rosh Chodesh, it's not a big deal, it's not a sin, you don't have to take it off, don't worry about it. An additional reason is brought by some poskim, as well as in the Sefer Minhagim, that Rosh Chodesh is a holiday, and there are korbanot brought, and tefillin is like an oat, and we show the holiness of Rosh Chodesh by, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin, we kind of take off the tefillin for Musaf, which expresses the unique specialness of Rosh Chodesh. It's not a complete holiday, so we wear challah part of the time. For Musaf, at least we take off our tefillin. By the way, the custom is, after you say Kaddish, we quickly take off the tefillin as soon as possible, and then we go straight into our Shemon Esrei, so there will be as little of a hefsek as possible. The Rama writes, finally, Vuadin B'chol HaMoed, also in B'chol HaMoed, we remove our tefillin then, before Musaf, for those who wear tefillin in B'chol HaMoed. Daf makam shomer Musaf kedushas keter, is daf in a place where it's a keter. Miunogim masalkam kodem Musaf b'chol makam. Nonetheless, we always remove our tefillin, even when we don't say keter like Nusach Ashkenaz. So, I hope that was clear. Let's do a quick review. There are different customs about when we take our tefillin off. We shouldn't rush to take them off according to most customs, either after Uval Tzion, Shulchan Aruch, or according to the Rizal after Abial Kain, or according to the Rama after all the Kaddishes at the end. Shouldn't take off our talis during Amen Yeshmei Rabba. However, the Mishnah Berurah does note that there are those who have the custom to take off tefillin earlier if you have stomach issues. That's okay too. But we shouldn't take off our tefillin shel Rosh, certainly, but while the Sefer Torah is out. We should wait until the Sefer Torah laning is done in general, or at least before laning if you have to take off your tefillin early. And we take off our tefillin before Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and before Musaf of Chol HaMoed. Hope you have a wonderful day full of mitzvahs and tefillin. Good Shabbos. Good Yom Tov. Good Tu B'Av.